Good evening and welcome to Soul Odyssey. I'm your host, Deborah Herman, and each week we explore areas of soul's growth, the spiritual path, and what I call the seven lessons of Soul Odyssey. And we also pick special topics so that we can have a way to focus our attention and to give us all something to talk about and to learn from. This is a live call-in show. I welcome your calls at any time during the broadcast. The number to call here is 888-815-9756. And tonight we are talking about animals. Let's talk animals. Why are there so many people now, at least I can see this because I'm someone who is in more of, I guess, the metaphysical community, and I'm aware of this, but if you look around, you'll see it as well. Why are so many people now calling themselves animal communicators, and why are they more able to communicate to animals? What is this? What is this all about? Are we all crazy? Well, possibly. Or is there a purpose to this? Why are we all connecting to these companions that, you know, I know there are some people who just don't like animals, and quite frankly, I just don't trust them because I don't understand it. I can understand that you're allergic. I can understand that, you know, they might make you fearful, but I can't help it. I am in love with animals, and they are a very big part of my life. And I have discovered that I can talk to them. It's not like Dr. Doolittle. No little creatures come up to me and start, you know, making sarcastic jokes. It's not, their lips don't move. I can't communicate, you know, just all the time. I don't have constant animal noises in my head. I learned many years ago that I could connect with the cats that I had. Cats communicate by and large with pictures. And, you know, you can pretty much look at a cat and their behavior and their personality is going to tell you what they want because they are very clear with their needs and their desires, and they're usually running your household. So from that standpoint, all animals communicate to their companions. I hate to say owners, but we'll say companions or families, or, you know, they let us think that we're their masters. They'll communicate just through their actions, their body language, the way their meows, you know, if it's a cat, the way they sound. When I was much younger, I would actually get pictures in my head when I was just starting to wake up. I actually saw my cat opening the cabinet and showing me the cat food. And this was a picture in my head. And when I got up, the cat hadn't done that, but indeed, the cat was looking at me, waiting for me to go open the cabinet, take out the cat food, and give the cat its breakfast. So I knew that I could at least communicate in pictures. I also remember a time when my beloved cat had to be euthanized. It was before there were really vaccines for feline leukemia, and he had gotten, he was very, very ill. And I was heartbroken, and I had left him at the vet's and forgotten about it. I'd said my goodbyes. And then at a certain time later in the day, I saw the cat walking around my house. And I realized that was the cat because I basically found out that that was the exact time that he had passed over. So I started to learn that there was a lot to this. Now, I have a Wayne from Lancaster, California, on the line. How are you, Wayne?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing very, very well. My favorite topic, one of them. What can
so
I do for you?
I was, you know, just have a few questions about my animals.
Okay.
I recently had lost one. Well, let me rewind so it makes sense. I gained one, lost two in the same week, and then after gaining the one, got another one. And I just want to know how everybody's doing.
The biggest picture that's coming to my mind is a dog that's very furry, like a almost like a collie mix. Does that register with you at all?
No, not at the moment.
Well, there's a. Have you ever had one in spirit?
No.
There's a dog. There. Well, we'll register that because maybe I'm picking it up from someone else. Because
sure,
there's this dog that's just like, hey, I'm here, and it's a big dog. It's like a collie mix. You know, it could even be a collie golden retriever.
But it's just
there. So are you more of a cat person? I don't need to ask
you
that.
I'm definitely a dog person. As a child, we had an ark at home. We had tons of animals.
So this dog has no bearing on anyone in your home.
Okay.
So, okay, write that down, and then you'll ask, and then you can get back to me next week or something.
Sure,
okay?
Sure, I am.
So, so let me ask you which one you want to ask about, because I'm getting all kinds of different messages from everywhere.
What about
this isn't an exact science.
Pardon? No, I do understand. Do you get anything from a Sam?
You know, again, now I'm seeing a picture of like a dachshundy kind of dog.
Wow, that's my last dog that passed away.
Oh, good. I mean, no, not good. I'm sorry for you.
No,
I'm just glad I got the
no,
dog.
No, I understand what you mean.
She was
a dachshund. I lost her 2 months ago.
Okay. Well, I'm getting a very big picture of her. You know, she's not happy to be away from you all. I think, you know, I think she liked being alive in this side,
right?
Because I think she was very much of a companion versus, you know, some animals when they pass over, they just really, you know, they don't have an attachment to this side. I do feel that she's still attached to this side, or that you all are very attached to her.
That makes total sense. I lost my Doxy on my mom and dad's dog 1 week, and then literally like 4 days later I lost my Yorkie.
So you're grieving.
Yeah.
It's as simple as that. And the dachshund, I really see wanting to stay very close to you. It's like not that happy right now. You know, maybe it's because it can't be with you, and maybe it's feeling that something's not right in the family right now. You know, and it feels like a protective energy. It feels that she is a protective dog.
That's about right for her.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
so
great.
She's sort of like, you know, still a little bit of like growly. I'm not really picking up on the Yorkie, except that it's a very cute dog.
That she was.
And not, you know, and a little bit more, you know, maybe, you know, they're all yappy, but a little more happy-go-lucky.
Is. Wherever she is, I'm sure she's chasing butterflies somewhere.
Exactly. She's over there, and she's just very happy-go-lucky. And, you know, it's the dachshund that's like, you know, can you hear that? Did that come across the radio?
No.
That was a growl.
I understood. Now, do you get images and speak with animals that are alive, or is this only that have passed?
I think for you, you just happen to have some that have passed. But certainly, we can see what comes up.
Sure, because I have two that I have just not maybe recently, within the month, maybe two. I saved two from the pound. And these
do you
two,
have a white fluffy one?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Does it have any American Eskimo in it?
No.
Okay, but it's white and fluffy.
Yes.
Okay. because I'm feeling like that's an alpha dog.
Yeah, he thinks he is.
Yeah. So are you having some conflict with the dogs?
No, I just want to make sure that they're both happy. You know, that's all it is. That's all I care about. I saved them both, and they're thick as thieves, these two. It's like they've known each other for millions of years, and they're new to the home, and they just fit in just perfect. And I was just wondering if you get a picture from the living
room. Well, of course they're happy. That one's just, I just saw the white fluffy one because he wants to be dominant, and he wants to be like, you know, the boss of the house.
Right.
And, yeah, see, you're still grieving from your other losses. So
yeah.
It's almost like on your end, you have to be able to grow into the relationship with the dogs. You know,
right.
You have to be able to open your heart and to say, you know, and not worry that something's going to happen to them and not, you know, so your concern about them being happy or not is really also your anxiety about loving other dogs. You know?
It makes sense. That's pretty good. That makes perfect sense.
So, well, that's awesome. And your dogs they sound amazing and wonderful. And your dogs in spirit sound amazing and wonderful. And I've got to figure out who that big golden retriever collie dog is. So somebody
yeah, right.
who calls
well,
in, let me know.
Oh, no, I do appreciate it.
Oh, my pleasure. And keep tuning in.
Oh,
you never know
what
we'll
find. Thank you very much. Oh, outstanding. That's great. You have a wonderful day now, okay?
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Well, we now have Janice, and I don't know where you're from, but I know you're part of the universe. Are you there? Do we have Janice? Okay, I guess we don't have Janice right now. She ran away, but I hope she comes back.
You got me there?
Oh, there you are, Janice.
Hi.
Hi there. How are you?
Good. Calling from Eden Prairie, Minnesota.
Ah, I hear the accent.
Uh-huh.
Is it cold?
Yep, and I'm an animal medium, too. I talk to the other side. But I was wondering if you could tell me anything about my most recent loss, dog that I lost. You there?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I'm tuning in. I have to remember that sounds like silence. Have you gotten another dog yet?
Yes.
Okay. The other dog that's in spirit,
mm-hmm.
I think is just going to stay in spirit.
Okay.
You know, I don't see that it's going... I don't see that it's going to reincarnate.
Okay.
I think that it's happily on the other side.
Okay.
Do you resonate with that?
Yes, that makes sense.
Yeah. I think it's a she, has moved on.
It's a he.
And then I think she is the new... Is the new dog a she?
No, I've never owned a female.
Okay. Well, it still must be that collie golden retriever then. She must be a she.
Yeah, maybe so.
Our mystery dog.
Yeah. Now,
what are
this dog, this dog does look a little bit, he did look a little like a collie. And he was about 80 pounds.
Oh, okay.
Well, I'm wondering
that's
if you're
what,
just, you know,
I
animal
think that I,
you before the session.
Well, all joking aside about picking up on a female, that very well could be the dog because he came through very, very clearly and
mm-hmm.
very strongly, and it's a collie, but not. It's a mix.
Right.
And he's just a strong, beautiful, healthy-looking, happy dog.
Okay, and can you get anything about why he died? I mean, are you getting a cause at all of death?
I'm getting like a heart failure.
Okay.
You know, I don't. Was it something that you were unable to determine? Did you just find
it was,
him?
It was, I think we ultimately had to have him put down, so naturally you'd probably get his heart stopping and that kind of thing, but it was actually stomach cancer, but it was quite high, so you're probably feeling something in the solar plexus on that.
Yeah, because actually a lot of times I hear, that's one of my gifts, and I just heard heart failure.
Okay.
And so, that's probably, well, since you had him euthanized, then that's probably, of course, what happened at the end.
Right, yeah.
How are you feeling now?
Well, we have a new dog who's entirely different. And I was wondering if you can tell me why he's so afraid of, he's afraid of trash trucks, garbage trucks.
I got, even before you asked the question, noise. Too
yes.
loud. It's
yes.
just way too loud.
Yes, he lived in a kennel in a shelter for about 2 years before we adopted him, and he's terrified of trash day and trash trucks.
It's just way too loud. And, I think it wouldn't hurt to use some ear oil with the dog. I literally think the dog is sensitive. And it's almost a physical thing. If the dog could put earplugs in and put a pillow over his head, he probably would on trash day.
Okay. So it's
and
just
I'm
a noise?
Yes. It's not trauma necessarily, but it feels traumatic. And if it was another type of truck, if you had, like semis coming through, I think that it would also be very, agitating.
Yes, he's afraid of
this
of
is a
really
little
big,
yeah
big trucks.
Yeah, be very agitating because he's a gentle creature, and I'm sure especially since you're a spiritual person, I'm sure that you create a very serene environment, and you and your husband are just probably more quiet, serene people. And so the dog, to the dog, that's like a dragon coming into the environment.
Yeah. I kind of got the feeling it was almost like dinosaurs that you can hear in the distance, but you don't know what it is.
Right.
And maybe that happened to him in that kennel.
Oh, well, it was all too much chaos at the kennel.
Yeah.
That's why the dog's just like gone to heaven here, living in a very loving environment, But the kennel for sure was like, doggy, doggy hell. Being in, especially a dog with this temperament.
Yes. Yeah. Very
so,
nice
yeah.
dog.
So I know
Are
they make
getting...
an ear oil.
Okay. Are you getting any other deceased animals when you talk to me?
Well, I don't know if this is related to you, but I'm seeing a cat.
Okay.
And, just kind of an outdoor cat, light-colored, feisty, big.
Uh-huh, yes. I owned one cat when I was younger, and it was a gray Angora cat, and it was outdoors a lot.
Yeah, so that came through. But I'm feeling like it was a, kind of a feisty cat. Like, Angora or not, I know they're beautiful, but this cat could hold its own in the outdoors.
Yes.
Am I right?
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Trees, and this was before declawing and everything, so it was out in taking care of itself, and then it would come home at night, very independent.
Yep, and yes, so beautiful or not, this was a very independent cat.
Yep.
Do you see this cat on occasion?
Yes, psychically, yes.
Yeah, because I feel like the cat's still around you.
Yeah, I was the only one in the family it really bonded with, yeah.
Well, but you needed it.
I think so. It was my first pet.
You needed the cat. And so that's why the cat chose you and you chose the cat. And it really was, in a way, a familiar.
Exactly.
Yeah. And who knew that you were going to become such a talented spiritual medium on your own at that point, right?
Right. Yeah. I don't know. I was probably about 4 or 5 when I had him.
Yeah.
So
yeah. But,
yeah.
You know, right.
Yeah.
Who knew where you'd go? But that cat is absolutely still around.
Yes. Yeah. Well, my husband said to call in because we were listening to your show, and he goes, "I bet you that collie mix was our dog that just died." You got
I'm
a caller,
so grateful.
And so that's what it was. So the mystery dog is solved.
Oh, I'm grateful, and you know, as someone who does this kind of work, that it's not an exact science. When you get pictures, and then you feel, oh, that didn't connect with that person. Sometimes it's just good to know that you did connect. You know what I mean?
Right.
You know, and that's a very special dog.
Somebody you're going to talk to tonight. You know, like when you get that, it's not just a stray image. It belongs to somebody who's going to call in.
Right, but that's the image is so strong that is a very special dog. That dog is doing something on the other side. Because the vision is just so bright.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was a little person that watched TV and really a bright dog. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy to... to share that vision with you, because I feel I've seen him in all his glory, and he in the vision that I'm getting is very healthy and beautiful, just a beautiful, beautiful dog.
Good. Thank you.
Well, thank you for calling, and God bless you, and I hope
you
you'll continue to listen and call in again.
Okay, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And now we have, I can't read this. Who's on line two? I know
Shayna,
you're there.
From Ohio.
Okay, Shayna, what can I do for you?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Hi, well, I have a cat here named Spike, and he's very talkative. And I was wondering if possibly you could tell me maybe what he's saying or needs or how everything's going with him.
The cat talks because, you know how there are people who talk because they like to talk? You know?
Yeah, he's like doing it right now.
You know? He likes to talk. And he likes the sound of his voice. And he gets bored. And... you know, he's a very funny cat. He almost reminds me of, like, you know, do you ever see the cartoon Top Cat?
Yeah.
He almost reminds me of Top Cat. He's just like he's really a mellow cat, and he just likes to be part of things. You know, I don't feel that he's got any problems. You know, he's healthy. He's vibrant. I don't see him even wanting to be an outdoor cat. I don't feel that he's an outdoor cat.
He doesn't ever want to go outside, even if I leave the door open.
I mean, I just feel like he wants to stay in his place and be, you know, and be king. And he'd be like a Garfield cat and eat lasagna if you'd give it to him.
That's very
he's
true.
Got that. Yeah, he's got that kind of personality. He seems like an
so
awesome cat.
You don't think
cat.
There's anything he's trying to say or there's anything wrong with him that he's trying to communicate?
Sometimes, okay, please accept this, that I get what I hear and then I send it to the person who's asking. So do you really want to know?
Sure.
I think sometimes there's too much going on around him, like too much talking. He just doesn't always like that. There's too much talking. It's like talk. He likes quiet. He likes music, actually. He's telling me he likes music. I don't know how he knows
That's
the
true.
Word music, but he's conveying to me that he likes music. So you should try to keep music playing. And actually, I'm picking up that he thinks it would be good for you, that you need to be a little less, like, moving around all the time. Do you like, he's telling me that you move quickly. Do you move quickly?
Like, I don't know. Like, well, it depends. Sometimes.
Like rushing around?
I would in the mornings when I was working.
Yeah, like intense.
And when I had to get somewhere.
And it's sort of like really focused and like, you know, he's like, slow down. He's like, come on, man. It's okay. Sit on the couch. Lay on your back and let someone rub your tummy. You know, it's that kind
of
thing.
I used to also I used to put on, like, Disney movies for him when I first got him. He used to just sit and, like, look at him. So I kind of stopped
well,
doing that.
Well, Disney
maybe.
Has
music,
music, right?
Yeah.
Well, I think maybe he'd like to sit on the couch with you and watch a few Disney movies. But he likes music.
Yeah, he likes to sing, even if he's bad at it.
Well, that's a matter of opinion. I don't think he thinks so.
So
okay.
Everything else with him is all right? He just
absolutely. He feels like an absolutely great cat. Well, I love cats, but I love dogs.
I do too.
So anyway, thank you so much for listening. Keep listening
and
give us a call again. And I'm going
all
to
right,
switch gears a little bit here.
All
because
right.
Okay?
All right. Well, have a great night.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
So we are halfway through our hour, and I love that we've been getting some great calls. And it's really wonderful for me to be able to tune in and bring this information to you about your animals. And animals have a lot to say. Before I choose a topic for each week, I kind of tune in and I get a suggestion from Spirit, from my guides. And I was told to do this topic this week. And then all week, many of you know I have this horse named Tonk. His name is actually Tatanka, which means buffalo. And if you've seen the picture of me, on my site or my fan site or my website, which, by the way, is soul-odyssey.com. Do not forget the dash or you'll get a different site. But you've seen me with my beautiful old man, Palomino, and he's a very wise horse. I knew him before I ever met him because I kept having dreams of riding this beautiful horse. And I'd always wanted a horse. My great-grandfather promised to get me a horse, you know, but, of course, he was just a little old guy, and, you know, he didn't have any money. And so when I reached a certain age, which shall not be mentioned on this radio show ever, I decided I was going to get a horse. Now, of course, I hadn't really been riding that long. I just knew I needed a horse. And every time I would go and visit Tonk at this particular barn, which was in Ohio at the time, he was facing the back of the stall. And he was just, you know, he seemed really sad. And so I would go and I would brush him and I would give him an apple. And then I would leave. And I did this for, you know, weeks. And finally, he would start to turn around when he heard me walking up to the stall. And we created a very deep bond. And over the years, even if I wouldn't see him, I would have dreams about him. When I really understood that I was connected to him psychically, I may have told this story already on one of the other shows, but it bears repeating. I went away. I had moved him to a barn, and I went out of town, and I kept dreaming about him and feeling like there was some urgency. And when I got home, my brother said, well, I hope you heard about your horse. And I had had a dream where he and I were in a stall, and there were all these horses around, and we jumped through the middle of a fence. And it turned out that while I was gone, he had tried to jump a fence and went through the fence. And we were very, very lucky that the people where he was staying knew what they were doing, and they, you know, they saved his life, really. And so we have had, we've been through a lot together. And I knew that I could communicate with Tonk, because I actually, there are ways to communicate with animals. And for me, when I'm with an animal, if I'm tuning into the animal, I, my mind translates it into English. I know that sounds really funny. It depends. Cats, sometimes it's just images. I once tried to tune into a seagull, and he said, "I hate you, go away." I guess he just didn't want to be bothered. And, you know, I've tuned into other types of animals, and I've gotten different types of responses. I think I've mentioned that sometimes with little baby animals, you know, it's just like there's nothing there. It's like talking to a pre-language little child. And they're all just, you know, they're just energy. And with Tonk, he's just very clear. I think that horses tend to be very, very clear. And so when I knew I was doing the show today, I felt like I needed to go and see him, and it was just urgent. So I went to see him, and we did take videotape. However, I have not uploaded it yet, and I'm not sure I know how. But he was very – he had said to me during other visits, while I'm still young enough, there are things I want to tell you, and I want you to basically, you know, come and write a book with him, take dictation. And I'm thinking, okay, I have really lost my mind. Now, I am a writer, and I do, you know, spiritual kinds of writing, but for anyone in the listening audience who does this kind of spiritual work, you know that the day that you stop questioning yourself is the day you have become loopy, and you need some intervention, because we are examining things from a whole different perspective of what we are told as young people is reality. Now, of course, I came from kind of a you know, a family that recognized a lot of things that other families didn't recognize, which I can get into another time, and I was lucky, but still, these things sound crazy. So I went to see Tonky today, and he was very happy to see me. He had been expecting me, and I took him in to the barn from his stall, from his pasture. And of course, the first thing he told me in my mind was, "You promised me an apple." Because last time I went to see him, I didn't bring one, and he was very annoyed. So this time, of course, I had to give him the apple first before he was going to talk. So I gave him the apple, and he was all happy, and then he just stood there, and I said, "Tonky, what do you have to tell me? And I'm going to share with you." He gave us all a message, and this is how I heard it. And he was really funny, because he responded by nodding his head to certain things that I would ask him. But Tonk said he wanted to tell me some things that horses know. The first thing he said is, "There is nothing you can't do." But that we as human beings shouldn't try so hard. He said humans try so hard. We are not comfortable in our skin. Now, again, this is all Tonk talking. He said, "We humans do things that are dumb just to get ahead. You should be good to your neighbors like we are," meaning horses. "We don't get into fights over nothing. We like to have our territory, but when push comes to shove, we take care of each other, because they're a herd animal. We don't fight over trivial things. The world needs to calm down. Horses like things calm because they can hear things that we can't hear. They are silent in their minds, and they can perceive things that are subtle in the universe. Lots of, and this is just me, lots of energies, and he kind of sent me a picture. You know, that they can hear things and see colors and feel things and smell things, of course, that we know their senses are very different, but it's on a very spiritual level. And then he said, exactly like this, too much noise, that we humans are in a rat race. There is a time for everything, but now is not the time for worrying. The more silent you are, the more you can connect to the universe and nature, then you will know who you are. And then he started bopping me with his head and basically said, okay, go home and come back and bring me an apple and I'll tell you more. So I wanted to share that with you all this evening, and you can certainly, if you want to listen to that message again, I will likely post it on my fan page, and you can listen to the archives. But there's a lot of wisdom. And when I read for people and I teach, I always say the first thing that Spirit tells me to tell someone is to stop worrying. Because worry means that you're living in the past or the future. And you can't connect to the subtle energies that are trying to help you. And that humans need a silent mind. Because then we'll be able to grow and advance on our own spiritual journey. And these animals are here to help us. So They're angels. They help us survive some of the most challenging things in our lives. But we have to be able to receive, and we have to be able to ask for the help. I want to remind you that this is a live call-in. You can call in at 888-815-9756, and I would love to hear your comments or questions, and we can talk all about animals and what they mean to us and some of the wisdom that they can help us to understand, especially those of us who consider that we're on a spiritual path. We need all the help we can get. We need to be able to look at ourselves objectively. And one of the things that Tonk said that I just think is, I think it's very profound, and I'm proud of my very smart, wise horse. We are not comfortable in our skin. You know, a horse knows it's a horse. A horse is happy being a horse. A horse has a nature. A horse has personality. But we are so separated from our authentic voice and from our authentic selves that we can't ever be comfortable because we're looking for validation from other people. We're always afraid that we've done something wrong, and we're afraid that, you know, that God is disappointed in us, that people are disappointed in us. And I really don't think horses think about, you know, they want to please, and they want to be part of the herd, but I really don't think they spend their time thinking that they're unworthy of God and that they're unworthy of love. It's different. Animals don't think the way that we think. We are so harsh to ourselves, and we harm ourselves in so many ways on a spiritual and emotional level because we really disconnect ourselves from the main generator, which is God, the universe, our inner voice, each other, and certainly nature. We are disconnected from nature. And I thank God for Tonk because I wasn't really connecting to, I was more of an indoor person. And when you have a horse, you have to start learning how to be grounded. Because if you're not paying attention, that's a whole lot of animal stepping on your foot. And they don't mean it, but they're over 1,000 pounds. And so it's been a blessing. We have Scott from Ohio. How are you?
I am wonderful. I was calling to see, we have 3 female dogs, and Hallie is one of the middle dogs. She's seems to be very connected to what's going on spiritually and my spiritual journey, things that I'm doing. And I was just wondering what kind of information that you might be picking up.
Are 2 of the dogs older?
Yes. Yes. Yeah, and then we have a pup, a younger one.
Okay. And is the pup the one that you're close to, or it's one of the older ones?
It's the Hallie's 3 years old, and then we have she's the middle one that's pretty close to. And then we have one that's 15, and then
right.
It's the pup.
Okay. I don't see anything, you know, imminently wrong, you know, so, but
yes.
I certainly am feeling that the doggies need a trip to the vet.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure.
That's
yes.
Just, you know, that's just what Spirit told me. Are 2 of them having any kind of problems at all?
No, just the older one. She has some skin issues, and she's somewhat swollen, and
she's old.
Just has, yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's it. Yeah, she is.
I feel that way.
She is, and the 2 younger ones, they just keep life in her and keep trying to get her to move around and play and keep moving, you know, and she'll kind of snap back at them and give her 2 cents worth, but they do keep life in her.
Well, that sounds like my house exactly. I mean, exactly. We have a puppy, we have a 4-year-old, and we have a 16-year-old old lady. And she,
yes, exactly.
It's hilarious. It keeps them in line. She keeps
yes.
them in line. But I'm thinking that you want, are they all caught up on their vaccines? Do you keep them on heartworm medicine?
Yes. Yes, we do.
Okay.
Yeah, and Abby, the pup just went through. She's had some worm things, and we've taken care of it. She's been through that, through her worming, and, yeah, she had worms and so forth. So.
Okay, so maybe this is just acknowledging, you know, to keep an eye on these things that have already happened.
Okay, and
you know?
There's another dog that I have that passed over here back in the summer, Quincy, and he did a lot of dream travel with me. We're extremely close with him. I wonder, a lot of times he'll come through the 3-year-old. I mean, I'll see him using her body to come through. You know,
had that happen. Oh my gosh. I believe that one of my dogs, my puppy, is guided
uh-huh.
by our dog that just passed over last year. He looked like a potbelly pig. And he's just adorable. I really think he guided her to a bone that he had hidden on the land. So all of a sudden, she's
yes.
walking around with his bone that nobody would have found. I mean, she has a good nose, but that was hidden beyond belief. So, yes, I
yes.
totally acknowledge that that happens. Do you or did you have a dog that looks more like in the wolf family?
That's the new pup that just came through, the blue-eyed.
Like a husky?
Husky. Yes, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, she's got the eyes and the wolf face.
Oh,
yeah,
my gosh.
See the wolf come through her a lot. Yeah, she does that.
She'll be also a very, she'll be a companion for you. She's got a lot of spiritual energy. Right now she's sort of like, I say, goo goo gaga, you know?
Yeah,
she's,
right.
just all, you know, she's just all
right.
puppy.
Right.
And
yeah,
I've got one too. It's like having a baby in the house again.
Right.
But yeah, so she's definitely going to be a good companion for you. When it's time for the oldest to pass,
yes,
you certainly can grieve, but now I'm getting a she. Is it a she?
Yes, it is a she. Yes, it is. Yes.
She's not going to be going very far.
Uh-huh.
Okay? So she really doesn't... She's worried that you're going to be grieving. Okay?
Right.
She's worried about you especially. And it will come her time to pass over, to transition. And... You know, so she wants to make, the message I'm getting from her is that she wants to make sure that you're okay with it.
Yes, I am. That's awesome. I appreciate that.
So when it's her time, she doesn't want you to grieve because she's not going to go far from you. And you'll have her in your life and in your dreams. But she's getting tired.
Yes, she is.
You know, that's a long life for a dog. You know, she loved you. You know, she loves the whole family, but she really, you know, again, you have this connection. And you're able to project your emotions so strongly. It's like, it's like you're talking the language. So that's why she's very acutely aware of your feelings, and she doesn't want you to be sad when she has to go.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's intense.
Yeah.
These creatures, you know, they are here to teach us. Anything else I can do for you?
I'm just trying to work on speaking their language. That's, you know, to be totally open and just, that's my journey, you know, connected to everything. And dogs, I just see so much love and compassion that, you know, I myself want to have that same thing all the time, project that and have that in my life. And
that's amazing. And when I was going through some real transitions in my life, I had gone to see someone because often we can't do for ourselves. And we're always on a continuum of progress. You know, your gifts develop every day.
Yes.
And I went to see someone, and I do not remember his name. For all I know, he didn't exist, you know.
Yes.
But I saw him, and he said to me, "I see you surrounded with dogs. You need dogs." And at the time, I only had, like, one. By the end of that year, the universe brought me five. So I think, and ever since, I've always had at least three. So call me crazy, but that's, you know, they're protectors. They connect us. They share. And they're also awfully warm in the winter.
Yes, they are. Yeah, all three of them sleep with my wife and I. Yeah, and they're extremely warm. It's just wonderful. It really is.
I know. Nothing like it. For all you people who cringe at the thought, you don't know what you're missing.
Oh, my, yeah.
Warm puppy on
the
bed.
Total love. I mean, their energy when they're touching you, and then they will dream travel with you. If you're going and doing something or you need to be alerted, I mean, they normally never leave. They're with, beside you or somewhere, but if there's a situation that you need an awareness, they'll nudge you to that awareness in dream travel.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, an aside, and certainly for those of you who are still interested in calling, we have overflow lines. It's 888-815-9756. We probably have room for another caller, but I'll continue with you, Scott. You know, animals are just so sensitive. We had a wonderful golden retriever who's now in spirit, and of course they can be very OCD, and you know, you get them, they get their mind on something, and that's about it. And we had a pond where we were living, and there was a goose that had like a broken wing, and so he decided he was going to chase the goose around the pond. Well, neither of them were going to stop until one of them just, you know, passed out from exhaustion. So they're swimming around in this pond and swimming around in this pond. And so my husband said, I got to do something. That poor goose and that dog is not going to stop until he's, you know, till he passes out. So he jumped into the pond and he swam out to, thinking he was going to get the dog.
Right.
So instead of chasing the goose, the dog grabbed his shirt and pulled him to shore.
Oh, awesome.
Isn't that a great story?
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, he got saved by the dog.
Exactly.
He
so he said, oh, good dog, good dog. So he wanted to disappoint him. So thank you so much for joining us, and please do listen.
One question, if there's not another caller. A lot of times the dogs will just, like, look up in the house, just look around the room and picking up. Is there something special that I should be aware of that's coming through the house that I'm not giving enough attention to, that they're pointing me to, and I'm not seeing it?
No, because if you really are meant to see it, you'll see it. And if it's really something they need you to see, they'll bark their heads off.
Okay. Yeah, they'll do that, and they do that. Yeah,
you're not living in a really old house, are you?
Yes. Yes, it was built in the 30s.
Well, that's not, I mean, hey, I live in Massachusetts. Old for us is like, you know, my house is like 90-some-odd years old. So, no, there may be some, like, you know, pets that come and visit on occasion, and that drives other dogs crazy. I know my cat keeps visiting our house, and it drives our puppy insane. Totally, because they can see this cat.
My mother next door, she's got like four or five cats outside, and the 3-year-old just constantly. Do those cats constantly keep talking to her and getting her to come outside? Is that, I mean, it's just, do those cats just bug her?
Cats are bad. I love them, but they can be so bad. I have another caller, but I'll just leave you with this.
Okay.
Our cat, now the puppy can get on the bed, but before the puppy could get on the bed, our cat would stand on the edge. We would put the puppy on the bed. Then the puppy would chase the cat off the bed. Then the cat would jump back on the bed, look at the puppy, and we knew that he was laughing. And this went on all night. So I think we were the stupid ones because we didn't put a stop to it, but it was really funny.
Thank you very much for sharing with me. All righty. Bye for now.
Okay, thank you.
I appreciate it. You're very welcome. Bye for now.
Bye. Nathan, we have just about 2 minutes.
Okay.
What can I do for you?
Oh, yeah. So I had a dog a long time ago. It was a husky, and I think it passed away, but I've been really wanting to, like, get another dog, and I'm wondering, like, if that'd be a good thing for me.
Absolutely. I think you would be better suited for, I don't know if you have room for a large dog, but I think you would be very suited for a golden retriever.
Mm-hmm.
I don't see another husky for you. I'm not sure this husky is in spirit, but you won't get it back. Did it run away?
Yeah. There were some problems where I was living and we couldn't keep him, and so he's probably with someone else now.
I don't see that it's in spirit, but if you can get a dog where you are, and if you can get a bigger dog, you know, you may have to get a smaller dog, which is fine, but I see you ultimately really loving a golden. Have you ever had one? Because I'm just seeing that. It's so compatible with you.
Oh, no, I haven't. I thought about getting a Great Pyrenees a while ago.
Oh, my gosh. I've had one. Well, I saw you definitely with a big, mushy dog. Now, they are very huge. They are very cute. They are very slobbery. They're more slobbery even than Goldens. But they're the same temperament. All of the, I mean, they're, but believe me, they're like huge. So you're going to need some room for it. But they are truly one of my favorite dogs. I had one named Bear Dog, and I had him from the time he was a puppy. But they're puppies. It's like little elephant babies. They are. So, but, oh, gosh, I could totally recommend, you know. But I really was seeing you more with a Golden. Right. It may just be that that's what you wind up with, or they're easier to find, you know, because you might want to go through a rescue. The only thing to watch out for with Pyrenees and Goldens is hip dysplasia, because they're such large dogs. So you want to make sure that they've been examined and that they don't show signs of it.
Okay. Yeah, right now I've just been worried about if I'm able to take care of one. Exactly. I'm not sure.
It's commitment.
Hmm.
How are you with commitment? Nathan, you think about that, and you check into my, because that's the issue, baby. And you tune into my show next week. We can always talk about animals. We will probably have another topic that Spirit will tell me to put on the agenda. And listen in, and if you want to call again, you call again. But I want you to ponder that issue. Okay?
All right. Thanks.
Okay. God bless.
Yeah,
so we are, thank you. We have come to the end of another Soul Odyssey radio show. I love that we're getting such wonderful callers. It's such a blessing for me to be able to share your animals with you and to share this information with you. I'm especially excited to share Tonky's wisdom with you. And I suspect that since I know I'm, he told me at the, he like started nuzzling me and he like said to me, okay, time for you to go. Come back with an apple. I know we're going to get some more information from the world of the horse. So have a wonderful week. Remember Thursday nights, 6 p.m. for those of you out in Pacific time, and 6 p.m. Eastern. And for everybody else, you are on your own figuring out time zones, because I am time zone challenged. God bless. And good night.